The Czech Republic and probably Central Europe's premier international film festival gets underway in the country's biggest spa town, Karlovy Vary, on Friday. And this year's festival promises to be something special as the Big 50 is celebrated. Radio Prague's Ian Wilby is a long-time festival film-goer and was on the spot Friday to describe what can be expected this year. I asked him what would be the highlights of the opening weekend.
Well, the opening weekend, Chris, should be dominated by the US movie star Richard Gere. On Friday night, he's presenting his new film, Time Out of Mind, at the opening ceremony of the festival at the Grand Hall of the Hotel Termal here in Karlovy Vary. And there he's also going to receive the festival's biggest award. That's the Crystal Globe for Outstanding Artistic Contribution to World Cinema. On Saturday night, he's going to appear at the outdoor summer cinema here in the town and present to the public probably the biggest movie of his career, Pretty Woman. And then on Sunday, he's back here at Termal with another new film called Franny. So every year, there's usually one big Hollywood star here at Karlovy Vary, and this year it's very much Richard Gere.
And what about some other special guests this year, apart from Richard Gere?
The American actress Jenna Malone is also arriving on Friday. She's the co-star of Time Out of Mind. And then on Thursday, later in the festival, the young Northern Irish actor Jamie Dornan is coming. He's the male lead in the huge hit film 50 Shades of Grey. And he's coming for one day during a break in filming of his new movie, Anthropoid. That's about the assassination of Heydrich. They're making that here in the Czech Republic. And the great US actor Harvey Keitel is coming back to Karlovy Vary with his new film, Youth, by the Italian director Paolo Sorrentino. That was one of the biggest hits recently at the Cannes Festival. And of course, as well as those big names, there'll be scores of other less well-known filmmakers here presenting their work. And I would expect at least some of those films are likely to make some kind of impact internationally in the next year or so.
And Czech films? Are there any particular Czech films that should be watched out for?
Actually, there are a few. There are two in the main competition this year. The first is The Snake Brothers, which has already got a cinema release. And also another film called Home Care, which is being premiered here. It's by a first-time director called Slavek Horak, and it's about a couple whose lives are turned upside down by some unexpected event. And actually, Horak is just one of many debut directors in the main competition. There's a really striking number of debut filmmakers. But getting back to the Czech films, many people will be interested in the new documentary Mallory by Helena Třešťíková. And again, as is typical of her, this is a film made over many years about somebody on the margins of society, but this time, apparently, it's got a happy ending, unlike many of her documentaries.
And the 50th anniversary of Karlovy Vary, are there any special celebrations?
Well, yes, the catchphrase this year is starring you, you meaning the audience. And on Friday night, instead of the usual fancy opening party at the upscale Hotel Pup, there are lots of events around the centre of the festival, Hotel Termal. And apparently any members of the public who turn up wearing bow ties can win some kind of prize. The idea is that the ordinary festival goers can become, in some sense, celebrities tonight. Also tonight, there's a free concert by the rock band Lucia right in front of the Termal. And they're a huge band, kind of like a Czech equivalent of REM or somebody like that. And that's definitely going to be a very big event tonight.